Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting second. The second baseman, Spook Jacobs. Batting third. The right fielder, Ina Slaughter. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hector Lopez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Baxas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lucrit Lau. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Lucrit Lau. And now, play ball. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baxas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Woodling reaches second base with a double. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Colavito for the out. Woodling moves to third. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen takes first base on ball four. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woodling scores. Rosen moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baxas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs takes first base on ball four. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Avila catches it and throws to first to double up Jacobs. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jacobs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2. With the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial strikes out. 1 out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a line drive towards the mound. Wynn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Baxas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baxas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. Baxas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woodling moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Slaughter. Wirtz reaches second base with a double. Woodling scores. Rosen moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby is walked intentionally. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-1, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Luke Kritlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritlow strikes out. 1 out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jacobs hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kritlow fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter is 0-for-1 in the game. Slaughter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Slaughter reaches second base with a double. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wynn. Slaughter scores. Simpson moves to second. It's 6-2, Indians. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-1 in the game. Zernial strikes out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-1 in the game. Ginsburg takes first base on ball 4. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Baxes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxes is 0-for-1 in the game. Baxes hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kritlau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Colavito moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Wirtz hits a fly ball into right field. Slaughter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Colavito moves to third. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Busby takes first base on ball 4. Rosen moves to second. Jack Crimean now pitching. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zernial. Carrasquel reaches second base with a double. Colavito scores. Rosen scores. Busby goes all the way around to score. It's 9-2, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. Carrasquel moves to third. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carrasquel scores. It's 10-2, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-3 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Renna pinch hits for Jack Crimean. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna strikes out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jacobs hits a line drive towards short. Carrasquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Lasorden now pitching. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Woodling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Woodling moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Rosen strikes out. 1 out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Wirtz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ginsburg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Busby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Slaughter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Simpson hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-2 in the game. Zerniel hits a line drive towards third. Rosen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 7 RBIs. Carrasquel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ginsburg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baxes misplays the ball. That's an error on Baxes. Hegan moves to second. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hegan moves to third. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-4 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan scores. Wynn moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11-2, Indians. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Wynn moves to third. Avila moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lopez strikes out. Two outs. Mike Baxas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxas is 0-for-2 in the game. Baxas hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baxas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Wirtz strikes out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Tom Lasorda. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow strikes out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-3 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jacobs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Troy Heritage now pitching. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 7 RBIs. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-4 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carrasquel moves to second. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wynn bunts towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. Carrasquel moves to third. Hegan moves to second. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 14-2, Indians. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Woodling is hit by the pitch. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. The ball bounces off Baxas, and towards Jacobs, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Woodling moves to second. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Athletics 2. the Athletics will come to bat. Enos Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Slaughter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Simpson strikes out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-3 in the game. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 14, and Kansas City Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.